A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Mem Beis. Baba Metzia 42a. Pagination is 83. On this daf, we get some money advice. One of the selections here, which you could see if you're working from a Gemara, it's four lines up from the wide lines. Shmuel tells us that money should be stored bekarka in the ground, or if people check the ground, so bekosel in the wall. There are special ways that the money should be hidden, and this is all being discussed because it's perek hamafkid. A person entrusted money to somebody else to watch, and then it got stolen. We want to know if the guardian was watching it properly according to the norms of safekeeping. So the Mishnah at the start of the daf tells us, Hamafkid mos etza chaveru, a person entrusted money to his friend, and apparently it was stolen, and he was an unpaid watchman, and he's going to be absolved if he watched it properly, and then it was stolen. He's not going to have to pay. So the Mishnah gives examples. Sororon v'evshilon la'achorov. If he bundled it and put it over his shoulder, he was carrying it that way, and it got stolen. O shamasim levno levito aktanim, or he gave it to his underage children, v'no b'fneim shlo karoy, and he locked the door improperly. It was not a secure location. Chayiv. He's going to have to pay for that money that was stolen, shaloshima kederach hashomrim, because he didn't follow normative practices of safekeeping of money. V'imshirmar kederach hashomrim, if he guarded it the way money is normally guarded, potter, he's going to be potter, because that's what was expected of him, and he's the type of guardian that's potter, absolved on Geneva va'aveda, theft, and legitimate unexplained loss. The Gemara says, Bishloma kulhu, I understand the cases of the Mishnah for the most part. Shaloshima kederach hashomrim. He didn't watch it the way he was supposed to. Elatzoran v'efshilon la'achorov, but he bundled it and put it over his shoulder. Mayhavala lemevad, what more do you want him to do? That's pretty possessive, the Gemara thinks. Amar Rava, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kra. The Gemara answers, v'tzarto akesef biyodcha. The pasuk says that you will bind the money in your hand to take it up to Yerushalayim, talking about Meiser Sheni. But by the way, we understand how money is supposed to be conducted. Afalpi shetzerurim yihyu biyadecha. Even though it's bundled, it has to be in your hand. And throwing it over your shoulder, behind you, is not considered proper shemira. Once we're on this topic of how to deal properly with your money to preserve it, and with someone else's money, V'amr Rabbi Yitzchak said as well, La'olam yekaspa shalada matzui biyado. The money of a person should always be ready in his hands. Shenemar v'tzato akesef biyadcha. The money should be ready in case you need it, in case there's an investment. You shouldn't have it locked away in a way that you can't access it. Now, nowadays, we have this concept called savings to very significant extents, and we're worried that the person will be a spendthrift, and we kind of purposely lock it away in different techniques that it should be difficult to access, that the ultimate savings account is not linked to the checking account, that the money is locked in on a CD so that there'll be a penalty to pull it out. But Rabbi Yitzchak was talking about money that you may need to spend for an investment and have money, cash, ready for a quick deal that comes your way. So he said it has to be accessible in order to accomplish that, and he attributed it to this pasuk. B'yadcha, it should be on hand. V'am Rabbi Yitzchak taught as well, La'olam yashlish adam es ma'osav, the best would be to divide your money in thirds. Shalish bekarka, one third locked away, hidden, in their time it was the ground. Ushlish beparkamatya, and a third is in business, it's an investment, it's trying to earn you something. Ushlish tachas yado, and one third available for investments that might come your way. So according to Rabbi Yitzchak, having money on hand not invested for a businessman is actually considered the right way to go. Now, this has to be adapted for the person, because if the person does not do business, then having money on hand is not going to help him, because he won't do business, because he doesn't have good judgment, and he doesn't understand products, and he'll buy chairs that can't be sold. So he's not that type of person. In that case, perhaps an investment that earns a steady income is the way he should go. But Rabbi Yitzchak, talking about a businessman, one third locked away, one third invested, and one third liquid, ready to be invested. I once heard of a person who described that he was going crazy. He was very frustrated. He just wasn't able to sleep at night. And he explained because he was $1 million liquid. His investment broker told him to sell the stock, and he was sitting on $1 million. And it was frustrating him because he didn't know how to invest it. And it was just very hard for him. So at first my reaction was one of sympathy. I'm sorry that you're $1 million liquid and you're not able to sleep at night. My condolences. But then I realized it depends how much money he has. Because if $1 million liquid is one third of his available assets to be allocated beyond his living expenses, beyond his home, etc., if $1 million is a third, then according to Rabbi Yitzchak, he's right where he's supposed to be. That's the Gemara. The money is available. He should continue investigating, researching, and when he finds the right investment, Rabbi Yitzchak would say, go for it. But like this, you had the money available. So you'll always have to know the application. Va'om Rabbi Yitzchak further said, blessing is only found in things that are hidden from the eye. Shenemar, Yitzav Hashem itcho es habracha ba'asamecha. Hashem should grant you the blessing in your storehouses, and he uses the word ba'asamecha as a hidden message, the word samui. It should be hidden from the eye. That's one of the concepts that we have, that fish are blessed. V'yidgu larov bekarev ha'aretz, they should be blessed like the fish, because the water covers them over and no one quite sees them. So you have the benefit, number one, there's no ayin hara, no one's looking at it with critique. And secondly, it doesn't have teva limitations, as we'll see in a second. It hasn't been quantified, so that Hashem blessing it is not going against the nature that he created. Hashem could go against nature, but that's already possibly called a nes, a miracle. So if a person can avoid having it quantified, then it's still within the realm of nature, able to be blessed. Tanadver Rabbi Yishmael, we learnt, Ein abracha metzuya lebedavah she'eno ayin shaletes bo, things that are not eyed Shenemar, Yitzav Hashem Itcha Es Abracha Ba'asamecha, this drasha, samui, it should be hidden from the eye. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Haholich Lamudes Garno, a person goes to calculate his granary, how much grain came in this year. Omer, he says a prayer. Yiratzam Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetishlach Baracha B'ma'asa Yodeinu. Send a blessing in that which we do, because there's still room for a blessing because it hasn't been quantified. His chalamud, once he starts calculating, Omer Baruch HaShalech Baruch HaBechriyazeh, blessed is he who sends a blessing in this grain. Modad V'achakach Bireich, but if he measured it, and then he says these blessings of prayer, HaRezeh Tefilah Shav, that's a prayer that's inappropriate. Lefi she'ena bracha metzuya, because the blessing cannot be found, lo bedavar ha-shakul, not if it's weighed, v'lo bedavar ha-madud, and not in something that's been measured, v'lo bedavar ha-manuy, and not in something that's been counted, ela bedavar ha-samuy min ha-ayin, it's hidden from the eye. You could still have blessing within the realm of nature without asking Hashem to bend the rules. Shenemar yitzav Hashem itcha sabracha ba'asamecha, again, something that's hidden from the eye. We encountered this concept in its general sense in the Mishnah at the end of Meseches Brachas, Daf Nun Dalid Amud Aleph. The Mishnah there describes it as Hatsoek Lisha Ovar, someone who cries out on something that already occurred. He talks about a woman who's already been pregnant for a while, and he says, I hope it'll be a zachar, a male child, or an akeva, a female child. Those types of cases, it's already been codified. The woman is pregnant for months, and now you're deciding you want to pray. It's not appropriate. Likewise, shalotehei, that the crying that I'm hearing as I enter the city shouldn't be from my house. Well, it's already happened. You want to pray that the people who are crying should be saved, but Tzoek L'Sha'ovar, it already happened. You can't pray like that. That's asking for a direct alteration on something that already occurred. Likewise, over here, the prayer is appropriate before it's been counted, and this again is one of the items of money advice, besides the initial advice that we're discussing, how to properly be a guardian on money entrusted to him. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.